This is a Fox News alert, a school shooting and a school threat on Lisa Brady. First, the shooting. It happened outside a school in Richfield, Minnesota. That's a suburb south of Minneapolis. Police just confirming two students were shot. One has died. The other is in critical condition. Police say those students were on the sidewalk when officers arrived and that suspects fled the scene. Area schools placed on lockdown. There is no word yet on any motive or a specific suspect or arrest. In Colorado, a man accused of threatening the University of California, Los Angeles, is now in custody, being held on state charges again in Colorado after a standoff with police in Boulder. He's a former lecturer at UCLA.
Former postdoctoral fellow Matthew Harris is suspected of sending videos and emails to some members of the philosophy department. The LA Times says that included a video referencing a mass shooting as well as an 800-page manifesto. Some students who'd taken his class had written on a teacher review site about his erratic and unprofessional behavior at the time. He was placed on leave last year after being investigated for sending pornography to a student.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. UCLA had canceled in-person classes today because of the threat. They now plan to resume those classes tomorrow. President Biden holding a White House meeting with the top Democrat and Republican from the Senate Judiciary Committee as he prepares to name a Supreme Court pick this month.
There's always a renewed national debate every time we nominate any president nominates a justice, because the Constitution is always evolving slightly in terms of additional rights or curtailing rights, etc., and it's always an issue. And there's several schools of thought in terms of judicial philosophy.
Says he wants a nominee who understands all of the constitutional amendments mean something, and he's sticking with a pledge to pick the court's first black woman. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. Congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
What started as a trucker protest has become a rally cry against COVID restrictions in Canada, including a vaccine requirement that started it all for truckers entering the country.
For the fourth straight day now, truckers demonstrating in the Canadian capital of Ottawa are calling on the government to end that vaccine mandate. Mostly peaceful protesters disrupted the city by blocking roads and honking horns. Some, though, displayed the Nazi and Confederate flags and desecrated Canadian monuments. Since Sunday, a number of the protesters have left, but some say they are going to remain until the government gives in to their demands.
Fox's David Lee Miller. Another group of truckers is protesting thousands of miles away at a major border crossing between Canada and Montana. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has called the Ottawa protests part of a fringe minority, and police have set up a tip line for hate crimes, threats, and assaults during the demonstration. More than 50,000 Teslas are being recalled because they can roll through stop signs at more than 5 miles an hour. A feature in self-driving software is the reason. U.S. safety regulators say Tesla will disable it and update the software. This comes as Tesla drivers are testing self-driving mode on public roads, though the company says the cars cannot drive themselves. All the speculation about Tom Brady ends today. The superstar quarterback announcing his retirement.
Posting on Instagram this morning, he writes, "This is difficult for me to write, but here it goes. I am not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. I have loved my NFL career, and now it is time to focus my time and energy on other things that require my attention." Brady's married to former Brazilian supermodel Gisele Bündchen, and they have a boy and girl together. Brady also has a son from a previous relationship. All factors he's mentioned previously.
Fox's Phil Keating. Brady's the only NFL player to win 7 Super Bowls and the most decorated player in league history. Late rally on Wall Street, the Dow up 272 at the close. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.